Hare Krishna.
I'll be reading about Raghunath Bhat Goswami's pastimes.
Raghunath Bhat Goswami was born at Benares in 1505. His father was a great devotee called Tapan Mishra.
When Raghunath Bhat was 9 years old, Sri Chaitanya visited Benares to defeat the Mayavadi philosophers who denied the personal feature of God. All the leading Mayavadis eventually accepted Chaitanya's philosophy that Krishna is indeed the supreme reality, and thereafter they became his followers. While the Lord was preaching in Benares, he would take his daily lunch at the house of Tapan Mishra. This provided a wonderful opportunity for the young Raghunath to serve the Lord. He would eagerly wash Sri Chaitanya's plates and respect his remnants of Mahaprasad. Another duty he enjoyed was to massage the Lord's legs. Raghunath Bhat loved performing these daily services, but only too soon the time came for the Lord to take his leave and return to Puri. Raghunath Bhat was heartbroken. He could do little more than remember how the Lord had spoken so kindly and treated him with so much affection. Throughout his teen years, Raghunath Bhat's thoughts became more and more fixed on his eternal master, Sri Chaitanya. He pinned for the day he would be old enough to travel to Puri and once more serve the Lord. At the age of 20, with his parents' blessings, Raghunath finally left for Puri. On the way, he took the opportunity to tour Bengal. There, he met an accountant called Ram Das, who was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. Ram Das knew well the divinity of Sri Chaitanya and also wished to go to Puri. He appreciated the purity and spiritual advancement of Raghunath Bhat and begged to travel with him as his servant. Raghunath Bhat humbly resisted. "No, no, you are a respectable gentleman and I am very unworthy. Let us just travel as friends." But Ram Das insisted, "You are born into a high Brahmin family, whereas I am just a working class Shudra. Therefore, it is natural for me to serve you. To serve a Brahmin is my duty and religious principle. Besides that, to serve you will bring joy to my heart." Raghunath Bhat, desiring to please his new friend, finally agreed, and they travelled on. After many days, they reached Puri and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Bhat fell at the lotus feet of the Lord in great ecstasy. The Lord embraced him and asked of the well-being of his family. "It is good that you are here," Sri Chaitanya said. "You should now go to see the Lord Jagannath in the temple. When you return, we will take lunch together." In the 8 months that followed, Raghunath Bhat developed his devotional service to the Lord. They had lunch together each day, and quite often Raghunath Bhat would do the cooking. Very quickly, he became an expert chef. Lord Chaitanya had very fine taste and was therefore choosy in what he ate. But Raghunath Bhat's cooking was so irresistible and so full of devotion that the Lord would never refuse any foodstuff cooked by him. While they respected prasad together, the Lord taught Raghunath Bhat all he knew of the absolute truth. Before a year had passed, Sri Chaitanya lovingly requested Raghunath Bhat, "Now is the time for you to return home to your elderly parents in Benares. They need you, so look after them nicely. Do not marry, though, because it would be an obstacle to your spiritual path. Find a pure devotee who has love of God and study the Srimad Bhagavatam under him. When the proper time comes, you may come back to Puri. He then took off his own neck beads and gently fastened them around Raghunath's neck. The Lord then embraced Raghunath, who began to weep. Faithfully serving the order of his master, Raghunath Bhat returned home and took care of his devotee parents. For the next 4 years, he chanted and recited the Srimad Bhagavatam continuously. After the death of his parents, Raghunath Bhat returned to the service of Sri Chaitanya in Puri. As before, the Goswami took lessons from the Lord and cooked for him. After 8 months, the Lord gave Raghunath Bhat Goswami his life's mission. Go to Vrindavan and assist Roop and Sanatan Goswamis. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and read the Srimad Bhagavatam continuously. Thus, you will certainly please Lord Krishna, who will undoubtedly shower his blessings upon you. The Lord embraced Raghunath Bhat and gave him some betel nut and a magnificent garland of tulsi leaves that had graced the chest of Lord Jagannath. Thereafter, Raghunath Bhat Goswami worshipped these sacred gifts as Lord Chaitanya's remnants. Full of enthusiasm, Raghunath Bhat left for Vrindavan and stayed under the care of Roop and Sanatan Goswami. With great devotion, he took up the worship of Roop's Govind Dev deity. In due course of time, he accepted his own disciples, who assisted with the construction of the famous temple of Govind Dev. With his own hands, Raghunath Bhat made for the deity a beautiful flute and sharp-shaped earrings. The devotee of Vrindavan would regularly visit Raghunath Bhat to hear his beautiful recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. He would sing the Sanskrit verses in 3 or 4 melodies, enchanting the listeners. His singing of the Bhagavatam was so sweet and pure that time itself would appear to stop as if to listen. Hearing with rapt attention, everyone forgot their cares and became completely happy. When Raghunath Bhat sung the sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna, his voice choked up and he would go into trance. His body shook and tears flowed from his eyes. At other times, his hair stood on end and he would faint. The devotees could understand he was experiencing different types of ecstasies in remembrance of Lord Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the best of books. It has the power to deliver the whole world from the darkness of ignorance. It contains wonderful description of the all-attractive personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. These messages should be heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, such as Raghunath Bhat Goswami. From such hearing, love of God arises within the heart, and the hearer becomes completely joyful. Among all his achievements, Raghunath Bhat Goswami is perhaps best remembered for his devotion to the Srimad Bhagavatam and his inspired recitations. After he passed away, Jeev Goswami, fearing that Pathans would defile his sacred remains, had his body cremated, that is, instead of buried, as is normal with Vaishnav saints. The ashes were enshrined in two samadhis, once at Radha Kund and one in the 64 samadhis area. His eternal spiritual form is that of Rag Manjari. Raghunath Bhat Goswami ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.